Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
The story around the alleged killing of Gazan civilians by IDF soldiers is one that doesn't come as a surprise. Since the beginning of the war, we've seen this pattern. We've seen somebody making an allegation, an outrageous one, and then it gets pulled back. It gets pulled back a little bit more until we are really, really confused as to what happened. But in the meantime, the damage is done. It's a very, very real concern that mainstream media again and again and again and again seems to, in inverted commas, fall for this. Are they falling for this? Or are they complicit in what is happening in the spread of this propaganda? Dr. Ron Schleifer is a researcher in a psychological warfare. He joins us once again. Dr. Ron Schleifer, good morning. How are you?
Thank you very much. Good morning. It's so good to be with you again.
So the question is this, is international media, mainstream media, are they just useful idiots? Are they gullible? Or are they complicit in spreading this propaganda, knowing full well that they should do more research before they just publish Hamas's headlines?
Okay. I'll try to be methodical. Okay. First of all, most of the media is run, money making business, except for Chai EFM probably, but the driving force is business and news gathering process and marketing is business.
Right.
The Palestinians have realized since the first intifada how important the media, the international media is, and how helpful it could be used to their own purpose. And this started a slow process of taking over the information. To jump decades to our time,
right.
There is very, very small international media presence in Gaza. First of all, the insurance policies are very expensive. All the networks and the news agencies are trying to cut costs, and they rely on their local stringers, what's called, and they supply news. Secondly, the foreign journalists that do enter Gaza, they will have to play a very tightrope operation.
Right.
They cannot upset the Hamas because their life is on the scale. So they need to report. Whatever they needs to be reported. And first of all, they are, the Palestinians. And when you live in Gaza, there is a very small chance that you will be supporting the Zionist movement see him around you. Secondly, it's in a long process. They identify with the Palestinians. Thirdly, they are afraid for their lives, so they report whatever is happening, but from a very, very small, very narrow angle, let's say, without much of a context. They report on the daily occurrences, and the daily occurrences is that Hamas is hiding behind the civilian population, And this is what they report. That they don't report that. They report what the superficial edge on the top of the story, and not with the background, and not the Hamas is using the civilians, mostly women and children, and the elderly as the human shield, whatever. So they report the what
would
is happening.
Would it change it if Israel were to allow international media into the area now?
It's international. Israel would allow. Israel has always restricted the access of the foreign media as much as it could, and as a result, the networks and the news agencies rely more and more on their representatives in the Gaza Strip itself, and to course they're all Palestinians. They report under the emblem of the network. And Reuters and AP. The news agencies on their part moved their headquarters to the Arab world, what used to be in Jerusalem, at the center of AP in Jerusalem, and then moved to Tel Aviv, is now in Cairo. So whatever, so you can imagine who the what kind of report or the headlines that are given to the stories coming out of Gaza. They're giving the headlines in Cairo, and then from there they're going to London and New York and to the rest of the world. So it's all in all, it's a very it's a deep-rooted experience of ruling, of taking over international media, and we see the results today. So there's no way that fair or balanced coverage would come from Gaza. Right. There's absolutely no way.
That is where we do need to leave it. The line is a really not a good one at all, and not easy to hear you. That was Dr. Ron Schlafer. He's a researcher on psychological warfare. It is 8:30.